So we are going to start with an opening prayer, and from the opening prayer we'll go straight into this evening's meditation, and in the middle of the meditation there will be a little channeling from the angels. Today's opening prayer is an invocation from the Lucis Trust. So I'm just gonna find some lovely music. You get yourselves nice and comfortable, and no, wrong thing. There we go. And we will start in just a moment. Oops. Okay. So close your eyes, take a few breaths, and we'll get started with the prayer. The souls of all are one, and I am one with them. I seek to love, not to hate. I seek to serve and not exact due service. I seek to heal and not to hurt. Let pain bring due reward of light and love. Let the soul control the outer form and life and all events, and bring to light the love that underlies the happenings of time. Let vision come and insight. Let the future stand revealed. Let inner union demonstrate and outer cleavages be gone. Let love prevail. Let all people love. Take a moment then to relax. Make sure there's no tension or stress in your shoulders, neck, hands or feet. Make sure your lower back is nicely supported and the chair is taking your full weight. And bring your attention to your heart center. As you breathe in and out a little deeper, a little slower, your aura begins to expand naturally out into the safe space around you, like oil spilled upon water. The rainbow of your coat of many colors reaching outwards, a glorious array of pale yellows, pinks, bright blues, plum purples and olive green. From behind you, in the distance, you sense the presence of your holy guardian angel approaching. You feel them before you see them in your mind. Their presence is like a warm summer breeze, accompanied with the feeling of friendship and love. They are close behind you now. So close, in fact, that as they breathe in and out, you can feel the rhythm of their breath against your back. They place their hands, glowing with light, gently upon your shoulders, and you feel the reassuring weight of them. You feel the angel aligning with your being, your body, and you feel their power begin to flow into you. Slow, soft, warm, comforting infusion of healing light and love. They place their hands, glowing with light, either side of the temples of your head, aligning with your mind. The lightness of their thought flows into it, clearing worry, anxiety, and doubt, and bringing freedom, clarity, and space, like a breath of fresh air. Place their hands, glowing with light, over your heart, and love eternal and infinite, unconditional and wise, flows into your core being, erasing fear and sadness for a while, and replacing them with hope. Bring their hands, glowing with light, outside of your body to your aura, and you feel their holy power flow into your spirit, nourishing it, bringing it succor and power, connecting it to the all and eternal, reminding you of your divinity and light, strengthening your connection to the all. Fall backwards into the presence of your holy guardian angel, into their enormity and unconditional love, and allow them to heal your body, mind, heart, and spirit. Rest in this embrace. In a moment, I will bring forward guidance for us all from the divine. At times, the world can feel relentless. The perpetual nature of it, debilitating and exhausting. The constant eating, walking, waiting, sleeping. The mundanity of existence. Again and again and again. Every day pain, every day sadness, every day the same, eating away at the light of the soul. But it is also true to say that each and every day is filled with wonder and beauty. The colour of the sky, the touch of the warmth of sun upon the skin, the scent of a rose, the music of birdsong, the kindness of a stranger, the comfort of a loved one. Memories, blissful and lingering, and future, hopeful, inspiring and strong. Our presence upon the earth is fleeting, and we only get to experience it one time through the lens of who we are now. Sometimes we forget its precious nature, become distracted by fleeting ugliness and pain. We must endeavor each and every day to find some light and joy amidst the grey drab darkness, to count our blessings, to expound our gratitude for those wonders in our life past and present. We must focus on the little things as well as the enormous ones. We must remember to see the face of the divine in the smallest of miracles, as well as the huge ones that occur within the earth. Life is precious, and we must remember to embrace its preciousness, and as and when we can, to share this with others. As we journey, we would also do well to remember that we are not alone, and, in truth, have never been so. The presence of the divine surrounds us always, in nature and in spirit. The divine is clothed in the shape and form of our guardian angel, a presence who has been with us not only since birth, but also in each and every other lifetime that we have known and experienced here. A presence that will remain by our side until the day when we are ready to journey into the next world, accompanying us on this journey, helping us to make the transition that lies ahead. It matters not if you can see them or hear them. It matters not if you have been good or believe yourself to have been bad. The guardian angel, as a manifestation of the divine, is unconditional in its love and devotion. And although you may not be able to always see or hear it, it is always there, steering you back towards the light. Trust then in this simple truth. Reach out with your mind and heart to this presence. Call upon it. Talk to it. Ask it for the love and reassurance that you will sometimes need, and let it wrap its arms and wings around you. Trust in it, and let it deliver to you that which you need. Go forwards then, and try to take into the week that lies ahead some of my words. Try to remember to stop and smell the roses. Try to remember to draw from each day a little happiness and joy, and to spread and share that joy as best you can in what you do. Remember that as you journey through your week, you journey accompanied by the loving manifestation of the divine. In love ever, in light and truth and peace, let this then be so. So mote it be. Amen. The guardian angel stretches forth their arms and begins to weave around your aura a golden shield of light. Strands of shimmering, shining golden thread emerge from the angel's fingers, sweep and dart around your being, creating a cocoon of sacred geometric forms and symbols that weave together to form a shell and shield of molten, shining, golden metallic light. Once the shield is woven, holding you safe from head to toe, the angel, happy with their work, lowers their arms and begins to step back. Give thanks to them for their kindness and their love, and bid them hail and farewell as you draw your attention away from them, back to the here and now, allowing them to fade into the ether. Breathe in and out, slow and deep, down into your legs and through your feet, deep and wide into the earth to ground. Breathe in and out, deep and slow, focusing on the sacral and solar plexus centers of the body, refocusing yourself back into the here and now, into the room. Return slowly and gently, and in your own time, when you are ready, open your eyes and return. So don't forget, people, if you have any questions arising from the meditation or the channeling, you can email me about those. That is absolutely not a problem. Now I'm going to stop the recording here.